Welcome everyone to today's Atlas II events call on Friday the 10th of January 2014 at 1600 UTC. On today's call we have Tijani Benjema, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Baudouin Chondé, Aida Noblia, Eduardo Diaz, Roberto Gaetano, Jordi Iparaguir, Fatima Cambronero. We have apologies from Natalia Inciso and Juan Manuel Rojas. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Carlos Reyes, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their name when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Gisela. So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We will start the call now. Are you okay with the agenda? Can we adopt it? Is there any opposition? Seeing no one raising his hand, I can say that the agenda is adopted. Ah, okay. So there is a tick. Very good. We will go now to item number 3, which is the definition of the themes of the London Summit. And as you know, World Roading has sent a list of themes that he took from the survey, and he advised that we use them for the summit. But they are a lot, and we decided last time that we will use only 5 themes. What we did last time, we decided to make a small survey inside the group. And the survey was done, it was sent. Unfortunately, there was only 5 people who responded. And with those 5 people, we have now the five first themes, which are multi-stakeholder model versus multilateralism, ICANN role in the Brazil initiative and debate. This is the first one. The second one is the future structure and governance of ICANN. The third one is ICANN's public interest commitment. The fourth is ICANN transparency and accountability. Excuse me. And the number 5 is at-large engagement in ICANN. Those are the 5 first themes, but I am very disappointed that there is only 5 people who decided on that. And I made Carlos send again the survey and asked for people to respond to it, and we gave them till, I think, 14th of January. So those are first, if you want, the first set of themes. But if we receive more response, and we with those more response, we will have another ranking of those themes. I will let you know, and they will change accordingly. Do you have anything to say about that? So no one raise his hand. So I think it is the only way to do it. Only one person cannot decide on it. I don't think that 5 people can decide on it either. So we have to wait a little bit so that all of you will respond to the survey and you will have a better participation in this survey. Okay. Thank you, Roberto. Okay. So, and I ask every one of you, please try to take this survey. Try to do it as soon as possible so that we finish this point as soon as possible. Thank you very much. So this was a quick point because we don't have a lot of things to say about it. But the item number 4 will be, I think, the most important one, which is the summit program schedule. And you have the link and the agenda. And now Gisela has uploaded the not the latest, but the one, yes, now it is the latest version of the program. I tried to take into account all your observations, all your comments, and also I tried to work with Heidi about the other events, the events that are not part of the summit, so that we will have a complete program, a complete schedule. If we want, we can try to walk through it so that we discuss perhaps some details. So the first day, which is Saturday, we will have the introduction, the setting of the scene, etc. So the welcome address by Olivier, by the board director selected by Alak, by the board chair and by the CEO. And then we will have a summit introduction, and I said it will be done by the Atlas II chair. I don't know if we decided yet to nominate or to appoint a chair. If we do, it will be the chair. If not, we will decide who will do the introduction among us, among people from the organizing committee. And then we will have housekeeping announcement, including the ground rules, the room assignment, etc. Here there is an important point that I have to mention. We will not go to London as if we didn't do anything. We will go to London after preparing the summit, as we did for Mexico. We will ask the ALSs to choose one of the five themes. And here there is also another point. Eduardo asked me, what about one theme that has only two or three person interested in? And this was also the case in Mexico, but people who were in charge of the summit tried to balance it, tried to contact people and try to find, because when we will ask people to choose, they will not ask them to choose only one. We will ask them to choose at least two themes, two subjects that they want to address, so that we can try to make a certain balance between the groups. It is not normal that one group is composed of 70 persons and the other, and one other group has only two or three participants. Yes, Eduardo, please.
Yeah, Eduardo Poriereco, I just wanted to add to that maybe instead of giving a choice of two, give the choice of five to the ALS and just rank them in order. So, you know, at least we have a choice of the five interested in ranking order.
Yes. So you propose that we ask them to rank them according to their preference. Okay, it can be that. So, and then we will have the groups constituted before the summit. We will have several calls before the summit to prepare. Each group will have calls to prepare the work. They will, for example, they will decide on choosing a chair of the group, choosing a rapporteur, and also deciding on the reference documents that they will use, so that everyone will be on the same page. And perhaps if the subject is really controversial, they can try to begin to think about it before coming to London. So this is the method that was used in Mexico, and I think it worked very well, and we had better to use it. So this is the first point. So five groups will be constituted. In the introduction, we will have so a housekeeping point, including, for example, the assignment of rooms for each group. For example, the work will be already prepared, as I said. So it will not be the occasion to make people choose themes. They are already affected to their preferred theme. So this is the first part of the Saturday morning, and then we have a coffee break, and then we will have a plenary, which will be an update on the current worldwide discussion about the future of the internet governance and the multi-stakeholder model. I mean, we will try to explain people what happened. They need to know what is the situation now. Because one of the themes, the first theme is about that. And it will be better that all people are already informed about that. And when we will make the compilation of the reports and make the final statement, we will not have people ignoring or asking questions. They have to be already informed. And then we will have the lunch proposed by Olivier and Heidi, that we give 2 hours for the lunch, especially for the first day, and we will do it for all the days. They say that the lunch will be an occasion for networking. Eduardo, please.
Thank you. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Hello. Yes, thank you so much, Tijani. I just want to comment if we will be able to have the theme selected and the ALS assigned to this theme by Singapore. That's one question, and at least a more, you know, like a draft, not the final one, but at least closer to what we want to do. And the second news in the meeting yesterday of the organization committee, we talked about a mentoring program. And Fatima has been volunteered to coordinate that, and I asked her to work with you and the capacity building people, and the fact that we're going to prepare all the ALS on these things before London, it would be good if, you know, we can incorporate that in the mentoring program and, you know, in the coordination. So I just want to let you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Eduardo. It is noted, especially for the monitoring. You are right. And for assigning people to the groups in Singapore, it depends on our readiness. I think that we will be ready, but if we are ready, we can do it in Singapore, yes? Why not? And anyway, we have to do it by email because not everyone will come to Singapore. Thank you. Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, very good.
Oh, okay, thank you. Just with regards to the lunches, the reason why Heidi and I suggested the 2 hours for lunch is that the sponsorship subgroup is trying to put together some sponsorship opportunities for sponsors to be able to sponsor a lunch, some kind of buffet lunch or something, which would both enhance the networking aspects between the ALSs, but also get them to interact with other members of the community, especially the sponsors. So that is one, and it might be that in some cases, of course, we will not be able to find a sponsor for a lunch, so in which case one could always shorten the lunch from 2 hours to 1.5 hours, let's say, if you need the time. On the subject of an evening cocktail or gathering of some sort, or even evening dinner, we are also putting together a sponsorship package for that. I think that, of course, as you know, the ICANN calendar is very busy over the week. There's the music night, there's the gala night, etc. So we have to be mindful of any clash with any other events that might be taking place. However, a possible evening could be the Saturday evening, so Saturday the 21st of June. That would be a possibility because the rest of ICANN hasn't made it there yet. Another possibility would be as a follow-up to the showcase on, I believe, Monday evening, But that's still something to check because, of course, as I said, we don't want to clash with any other events that are taking place in which we would really hope our ALSs would be able to be part of. So that's the these are things that we need to be keeping in mind, maybe penciling in the fact that we're hoping to have any sponsored lunch or dinner. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivier, for this information, and I hope you will get a lot of money to sponsor a lot of lunches to have to make them an opportunity for networking. Yes, you are right. So this is about Saturday. Yes, in the afternoon we will have a breakout session, the first breakout session. So we will have the five groups meeting in parallel. And it will be the first time they will meet in London. And at 6 o'clock we will have a plenary which will be a briefing of the day, which will be only to get the general impression of people or give them some information, some housekeeping information. It will be only 30 minutes because people didn't work yet. They get only 1 hour and a half working, and I don't think that they will have outputs at this time. So this is the first day. The second day, Sunday, by the way, we have two main days, which are Saturday and Sunday. Those are the main days for the summit. For sure, there is the other days. We will have other activities, but mainly for the summit, it will be Saturday and Sunday. So going to Sunday, we will have 1, 2, 3, 4 sessions parallel. Four times five groups sessions. That means in total, And we will have five sessions of 1 hour and a half plus 1 half hour as timing work for every group. And I think like this we will make them able to discuss deeply the subject and to come up with a good statement that will serve to write or to draft the final declaration of at-large for this summit. So Saturday will be mainly the work of the groups. Okay, going to the next day, which is Monday. Monday will be more... Okay, moment. I have a problem to scroll. Okay, it's okay. So Monday we will go to the opening ceremony and we don't have any opportunity to do anything. Yes, okay, it is working. Any opportunity to do anything else than attending the... Who is scrolling last? So we have to attend this opening ceremony, and then after the coffee break, we will try to organize a multi-stakeholder roundtable as we did last time in Buenos Aires. It was not us who organized that, and I don't know if it will be ALAC who will organize it. But I think this will be something, a standing activity in ICANN, since everyone asked for it, and it was really successful in Buenos Aires. So I put it like this. Waiting for feedback from ICANN in general, and we will see if I put it for 2 hours, I think, yes, for 2 hours. And if ICANN decides to make it for longer, we will try to make it longer. After the lunch, we will have the work of ALAC, the ALAC and Regional Leadership Working Session. And then at the end, we will have our showcase. And about the showcase, I want to advise that we form immediately a working group, a team to work on the workshop, because the workshop needs a lot of work, a lot of preparation, a lot of... There is the conception first. And then there is the preparation, the logistic preparation, something very, very, very complex. And we need to do it very, very soon, because it will be the success of the showcase will be very important for the success of the summit. Eduardo, please. Eduardo?
Thank you, Tijani. I just want to mention that Glenn McKnight, and I said that yesterday, volunteered himself to coordinate the showcase group. That I guess I will include all the RALOS officers and whoever wants to volunteer to help in that. So I will take care of coordinating that. Obviously, I have to coordinate with you and let us know what's happening. So I will let him know that it needs to be activated very soon. This needs to be activated very soon. And the other comment that I have about the showcase, the one that I sent you, that I'm not sure if we should use the showcase to have addresses by all the SOs and AP chairs. Since the showcase is mostly to show all the ALSs to the rest of ICANN, not the other way around. I mean, that's my impression. Thank you.
Thank you, Eduardo. Yes, it will be the showcase of the ALSs, but it will be also the occasion for the other constituencies to be invited to perhaps to have the floor for a very short address to present to the ALSs their constituencies. Why not? Because we don't have time to do that during the opening. It will be very long. We decided not to make ALSs present themselves during the opening. We decided also not doing the SO and AC's chairs to address the ALSs during the opening ceremony, because opening session, because it will be very long, and it will be at the cost of the work of the groups. So everyone will be invited to the showcase. It will be a huge event. I imagine it a huge event, and we need perhaps a very 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 large space, more large than usual. We have to organize it very well, so that we can give the floor to everyone, but not pass all the night about speeches and everything and something like this. We need the ALSs to showcase, and we need also the other constituencies perhaps to present themselves. Yes, I see that there is Olivier and Wolf who want to speak. So Olivier, please.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Three things I was going to say. It's Olivier speaking. First, with regards to the organization of the showcase, it might be a good idea to perhaps have a small committee that will deal specifically about the showcase itself, perhaps one person from each of the RALOs. I know that there are several people who have already put themselves forward, Tijani, Wolf, Dev, Glenn, and perhaps also someone from AP RALO. Then they could work together to put together this showcase, which is, as you said, a showcase for all the ALSs, not a regional showcase, but something for all of the ALSs. And perhaps, and I'll let Wolf then suggest what he was going to suggest. I'm not going to steal what Wolf was going to say, but I can say in advance, if he is going to say what he is going to say, what I think he's going to say, I would agree with him. With regards to inviting other SO and AC chairs to speak, then I'm a little concerned that it would make the showcase or whatever it's called a lot longer than necessary. There are quite a few SOs and ACs in ICANN. I beg you to try and find some time for, and it doesn't all need to be all at the same time, but perhaps every day you would have the visit for 10, 15 minutes of someone from another SO or AC, so maybe the chair of the GNSO, for example, the chair of the GNSO Council, coming and interacting with our ALSs and telling them about this. It's beneficial in two ways. On the one hand, of course, it would get our ALSs to get to know more about the other SOs and ACs as a first-hand information. And I guess it always is a privilege to be able to meet with the movers and shakers in ICANN. On the other way, I think it's also a very good political message that we are sending to the other SOs and ACs, and that we want them to integrate with us as well in the same way as we integrate with them. And as you know, many of the other SOs and ACs are very focused on their own work and don't really look outside. The at-large community really has much more interaction with the rest of ICANN than the rest of ICANN has with at-large. And it would be good, as a result, politically, to have those people invited to speak. So I would urge that this committee tries and find some way of being able to integrate this. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you. Yes, I'll try to see how to find, perhaps at the briefing of the end of the day, we have briefings. So perhaps we will try to find them every day. We invite one or two of those chairs to make a small address. Okay, thank you. So, Wolf, please.
Yes, thanks, Tichani. It's Wolf Lutzig for the records. I left a comment in the chat already on this program slot in the late afternoon, in the evening, about a large showcase. And as you may remember, I made some respective comments yesterday at our call already. First of all, I do have a problem with the term showcase. The showcase term for me is a Hollywood type of installation, etc. And I think we should be more creative, and I do remember what we did in Mexico, what I think worked out quite well, what was a different kind of a presentation or dramaturgy. It was more a market of opportunities. The ALSs and RALOs had the opportunity to present themselves not in a top-down, not in a frontal presentation manner, but in an interactive way. I think over the Atlas II, there will be enough presentations, there will be enough addresses during the ordinary sessions, and I think a social event should be a horizontal type of an event and not a vertical type of event. It should offer opportunities for interaction, for discussion, for exchanges, for networking among the people who are there, and shouldn't be the school class type of an event. Therefore, I think we really need an appropriate concept for this social event. I would also suggest to drop the term showcase here and to call it a social event. Everything more specific, more detailed, the working group who will work on a concept can discuss, but let's avoid this showcase type of wording and term, because I think it's pointing into a wrong direction, and we really should offer opportunities for exchange for the people and not to take the time with addresses. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Wolf. That's fantastic, very good suggestion. I think that it can be done. We have to prepare it very well, and not making it like a market, as you said, where everyone speaks with everyone without any guidance. We will try to prepare it in a good manner, so that everyone can talk with everyone about what they want to talk about.
Exactly.
But try to make it more or less organized, so that it will be useful. Most useful. This will be very good. And in this case, also, I think that with the other constituencies, especially the SO and AC chairs there, it will be a very good opportunity to exchange with the ALSs during this event. I agree with you to not to call it a showcase. We will try to find together perhaps a better name to highlight the fact that it is the event of the ALSs. and to make it, as you said, something very interactive and very very not official, but more how to say more convivial, more relation, more person to person relation. Thank you very much, Wolf, and we all count on you in this showcase working group. You will be, I think, one of the key persons. Thank you, Wolf. You have your hand up. Do you want to speak again?
No, sorry, I will take it down.
Okay, thank you. So, any other comment about the showcase? It's very important, the showcase. Now, we will not call it showcase anymore, okay? Now we will go to the third day, fourth day, which is Tuesday. Tuesday, so Tuesday is the Constituency Day, so we'll keep it like it was. I mean, we will have the meeting with the board at the morning, and then perhaps a meeting with the GAC, a meeting with the CCNSO. Those are, this is the advice of Heidi. She knows better than me what is the Heidi and Olivier together, what are the constituencies that perhaps we will have to meet together on this day. In the afternoon, we will have two sessions of ALAC policy discussion. Those are the sessions that we missed on Sunday. So we will do them on Tuesday. Okay? And then, oh, what happened? Okay. Tuesday. Okay. Wednesday will be the day of the General Assembly. We will have the four General Assemblies organized on Wednesday. We took your input, you considered the number you asked for, the facilities you asked for, and we tried to put them on the schedule here. So it will be more or less the day of the General Assemblies. And at the end of the day, we will have the chairs and the rapporteurs of the groups meeting and preparing and harmonizing the report, because they have already written their report, and they will come to harmonize them and to try to compile them to get the final declaration. The final declaration will be submitted to the meeting of the Thursday morning, which is the final Atlas II session, wrap up if you want, and in this session we will approve the final declaration. So it will be discussed, it will be modified, and it will be approved. The declaration will be presented during either the public forum or the board meeting on Thursday afternoon. So this is the program for the Atlas II. On Friday we have a meeting of the ALT, as usual. So this is the program. Yes, Eduardo, please. Eduardo?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted. Thank you, Tijani. I just want to point out in Wednesday, the assemblies, there is some overlap there, so we just want to make sure that we need two rooms that day instead of one.
It is intentionally parallel general assemblies because Heidi said that it is easy to find rooms like this. I proposed another scheduling, but she chose this one, and I trust her. She is she has the experience and she knows the team of meetings of ICANN. So I don't have any problem with that, because we will have staff for each General Assembly. We will have interpretation for the LACLARA law and for the AFRA law General Assemblies. So there is no problem. And the number is taken into consideration, so no problem. any other comments about that? So it seems that now we are near to get something which will work. I want to inform you that I wrote to Nancy and Erhan, the meeting staff, and gave them this program, and Nancy responded immediately, and she was optimistic, saying that even though the venue is smaller than we had in Buenos Aires, I think it is workable, we can do it. She said that for Sunday and Saturday, no problem, it's already set, it's already done. For the others, normally, she said, we will see, but normally it is okay. So I think that now we are not far from having something which can work. If there is any suggestion, any proposition, any idea, so what I have now is to get to try to make the session, the afternoon sessions, plenary sessions, to try to invite the SO and ASC's chairs and give them the opportunity to speak there, not to to give them the opportunity to speak in the showcase, because as the word said, it will not be a podium and people speaking and others listening. It will be an interactive session, an interactive event. This is the modification I will try to implement. Also, I will add the monitoring, preparing the monitoring for the first day opening. Moment. So in the housekeeping, I will add monitoring. But monitoring, we have to work on it now, starting from now, Fatima, because we have to find the right person who will monitor the designed ALS. It will not be easy because we have much more ALS than person who can monitor. So it will be a group of people that they try to call to mentor, and this is something that we have to organize well. Any idea about that? Okay. Yes, please, Wolf.
It's funny. Thanks,
yes,
Charlie.
Yes,
it's Wolf Ludwig for the records. I think it might be an important element to accompany especially those ALSs who are newcomers, who are not so much experienced, who never attended general assemblies before, who have not been to a summit before, etc., to have people to help them and to get them introduced. For very practical reasons and considerations, let me suggest that we include the RALO chairs into this mentoring group, because for Europe, I can say I know almost all our members, I know the people, etc., they partly know me. This means whenever they have a question, and whenever they need support, they can come up to me, etc. And it should be a group of experienced people who have close connection on the root level in their region to ALSs, etc. And if we have a mentoring group of 5 to 7 experienced folks, I think it would be most appropriate and useful. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. Good idea. I think it is compulsory. We cannot avoid it. The RALO chair has to be in this activity, and they are the better positioned or the better placed to try to mentor some of the ALSs, especially those, the new one, those who have never been in the summits. Thank you, Wolf. Your hand is up?
Down.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Any other comment? Okay, I don't see any other comment. So I will come back to the item number three for the teams. Please, I will name you one by one. Roberto said he will do. Fatima, please do it. Wolf, please do it. Olivier, please do it. Everyone, please try to rank those teams so that we will be fixed very soon, and we can make the call for people to choose those their preferred subjects. Okay. So if we don't have anything to say more, I will go to item number five, next steps. And for the next steps, I think that we need now to start organizing ourselves for the groups. We will need a leader for each group. Not a chair. The group will elect a chair, but someone who will try to lead the group to make them constitute their group, to try to help them to make the call, their calls to prepare for the summit, etc. So I think that the experienced people have to be involved in this. Do you have any idea about that? Okay, no problem. We will talk about it when we get the themes. As soon as I have more participation in the survey, I will send an email for you to make you know what is the final ranking of the themes. So what are the five themes that will be used for the groups, and then we will perhaps decide on the next call, which will be 2 weeks after. 2 weeks after will be what date? So we are on 10. No, I will not be in Tunisia. We'll try to make it in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks. Or perhaps, no, perhaps before, in 10 days. Can we do it in 10 days? Do you think that we can make a call in 10 days? On 20, if possible.
On 20, I'm not available.
Because 21, I am traveling.
So am I.
On 19. Are you available on 19th?
Yes, would be available on 19th.
It is Sunday.
I don't mind.
But the other will not. Can we make a call on Sunday, people? Okay, Dev is okay for Sunday. Eduardo also. Fatima. No, Olivier, no.
Tijani, it's Olivier speaking. You do have to bear in mind that our staff works very hard during the week, and I don't find it very fair for them to have to work on Sunday as well. I'm a little concerned about that.
Okay. That's the point,
yeah. They do need a break. Sorry.
You're right. So can we do it on 27? Monday 27. I think it's okay, Monday 27. Okay, there is no opposition, so it's okay. Thank you. So, Carlos, please, 27, the next call. Very good. So, now, if we don't have any other comment about this, we can close the meeting. Even if we have time, we have 10 minutes left or 12 minutes left. No other comments? No other thing to say? Okay, so thank you very much. Have a good night, and see you on 27. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Fijan.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Tijani.
Tijani, sorry to interrupt. Gisela here. Just to say, Tijani, yes, that we do it at 1600 UTC on the 27th.
Yes.
And Tijani, this is Heidi.
Repeat the time. Yes, please.
Go ahead, Gisela.
Yes.
Would that be 1600 UTC on Monday the 27th?
Repeat, please, the time. I didn't hear you.
1600 UTC.
It's okay. It works.
And Tijani, this is Heidi.
Yes.
For the new at-large celebration organizing group, would you like us to send a doodle to that group once we have created the mailing list?
The celebration?
The showcase group. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes, we will. We need to do that, but first we have to constitute the group. And now we have Wolf, myself, Edouard, Dev, and McKnight and Glenn. Epiralo. We don't have anyone from Epiralo.
Yes, we need to ask someone from Epiralo, and Badwain has also volunteered.
Okay. Okay, and Boudoir, okay, it works.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and create a workspace for that and create a mailing list, and then we'll send a doodle out for a call perhaps end of next week. Is that okay?
Okay.
Next week. I think it's okay next week.
Not the 20th, probably.
Yes. Okay. Yes. End of next week works fine for me. The week after is difficult.
Okay. Thanks very much. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Good weekend.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thank you all.
Okay.
Bye
bye. Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Thank you, everyone. The call has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining.